Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with South Korean President Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi today. India and Sri Lanka discuss oil pipeline link between the two countries. India and US to resume negotiations on their proposed bilateral trade agreement in Washington, D.C. this evening. And Iran rejects second round of talks with US, even as President Trump says American negotiators are heading to Pakistan. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold wide-ranging talks with South Korean President Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi today, focusing on boosting strategic and economic ties between the two countries. More from our correspondent.
The two leaders will discuss key sectors including shipbuilding, trade, investment, artificial intelligence, semiconductors and other critical and emerging technologies. The leaders will also explore ways to enhance people-to-people connections and deepen cultural exchanges. Additionally, they will also discuss regional and global issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Modi will also host a lunch in honor of the visiting dignitary. During his visit, President Lee Jae-myung will meet President Draupadi Murmu and hold discussions on further strengthening bilateral cooperation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met with the South Korean President yesterday and appreciated his commitment to expanding ties across various sectors. He expressed confidence that the ongoing visit will further reinforce the special strategic partnership between the two nations. President Yee arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day visit to India. With Aman Yadav, Dilnashi Arzu for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumaradesanayake discussed the proposed link between India and the island nation through an oil pipeline. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said in Colombo that some proposals that were discussed between the two countries include the project related to the energy hub in Trincomalee and the proposal to link India and Sri Lanka through an oil pipeline.
The Vice President mentioned some initiatives that are underway from the Indian side and some proposals that have already been discussed between the two countries, notable amongst them the project related to the energy hub in Trincomalee and the proposal to link India and Sri Lanka through an oil pipeline. And in fact, the point was made as to the value of such energy connectivity, especially at a time when the entire world and this region especially is facing the fallout of an energy crisis.
Mr. Misri said the two leaders also had productive discussions on further deepening the multifaceted bilateral ties, housing projects and fishermen issues between the two neighbours. During his meeting with Mr. Desanayake, Mr. Radhakrishnan laid emphasis on India's neighbourhood first policy and developmental bilateral cooperation. A report.
Signaling New Delhi's continued commitment to their welfare and long-term socio-economic advancement, Mr. Radhakrishnan will engage directly with the members of the Indian origin Tamil community at the Indian housing project sites. This commitment was also evident in yesterday's announcements, including the extension of the OCI scheme to the sixth generation and the simplification of application processes that will greatly benefit plantation Tamils who came without Indian documents to Sri Lanka. The message is clear. India's partnership with Sri Lanka is being strengthened not just through policy, but also through direct engagement with people on the ground.
Ahmed Muin Farooqi for World News, Colombo.
India and United States will resume trade negotiations on the first phase of their proposed bilateral trade agreement today. The talks will be held from 20th to 22nd April in Washington, D.C. Additional Secretary in the Department of Commerce, Darpan Jain, is leading the Indian delegation. Officers from Customs and External Affairs Ministry are also part of the Indian team. More from a correspondent.
The three-day talks are aimed at recalibrating the framework amid shifting global tariff dynamics. The meeting will mark the first face-to-face engagement between the two sides in nearly 4 months, during which discussions continued virtually. The talks assume significance as both countries reassess the contours of the proposed pact following changes in the U.S. tariff regime. After the U.S. Supreme Court struck down sweeping tariffs imposed under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, Washington introduced a temporary 10% tariff on imports from all the countries for 150 days beginning February 24th. As the tariff landscape has changed in the US, both sides may like to relook at the framework of the agreement, the text of which was released on February 7th. Further, the two unilateral investigations launched by the US Trade Representative, USTR, may also figure in the three-day deliberations. India has strongly rejected allegations made by the US Trade Representative in those two investigations under its Section 301 of trade law and has requested to terminate the probes as the initiation notice has failed to provide cogent rationale to substantiate the claims. Akhila, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Iran has denied agreeing to a second round of peace talks with the United States, directly contradicting President Donald Trump, who said American negotiators would arrive in Pakistan tonight for negotiations. Iran's official news agency, IRNA, cited Washington's excessive demands, unrealistic expectations, constant shifts in stance, repeated contradictions, and the ongoing naval blockade as reasons for the refusal, describing the blockade as a breach of ceasefire conditions. Iran's Revolutionary Guard has also closed the Strait of Hormuz, requiring commercial ships to obtain explicit permission and follow guard-approved routes, warning that vessels approaching without clearance could be targeted. A report.
United States President Donald Trump accused Iran of serious violation of the ceasefire, but struck a cautiously optimistic tone about the possibility of an eventual deal. He warned, however, that an agreement would come one way or another, reiterating that U.S. stands ready to respond forcefully if Tehran does not comply. American forces, meanwhile, continue enforcing the naval blockade. Iranian authorities have linked the Lebanon situation directly to their broader talks with the U.S., and Tehran noted that their missiles and drone launchers are being replenished at a faster rate than before the conflict began, a pointed signal to Washington ahead of any future negotiations. This is Vinod Kumar for World News, Dubai.
This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. 8 children aged 1 to 14 were killed in a shooting in Shreveport, Louisiana, which police are describing as a domestic disturbance. Police said a single gunman shot 10 people at multiple homes early yesterday before fleeing in a stolen car. Officers later chased and killed the suspect. Authorities said the victims were all juveniles and some were related to the gunmen. Several injured victims were taken to hospital and multiple crime scenes were reported. Officials called it one of the city's worst tragedies, saying the suspect acted alone. The investigation is ongoing with state and local agencies. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that Europe should build its own anti-ballistic missile defense system, adding that Ukraine is already in talks with several countries on the project. He said defending against ballistic missiles remains a major challenge in the war with Russia, as only certain types of missiles used by the American Patriot system are capable of intercepting Russian ballistic missiles. President Zelensky called the plan difficult but realistic, aiming to develop the system within a year. He said discussions with key European partners are underway but gave no details. In football, Mohun Bagan supergiant edged Northeast United FC with a 1-0 victory in a rain-affected contest at the Indira Gandhi Athletic Stadium in Guwahati yesterday in the ongoing Indian Super League 2025-26. With this victory, Mohun Bagan SG moved to the top of the table with 20 points from 9 matches, opening a 2-point lead over Mumbai City FC. Northeast United FC, meanwhile, remained 12th with 7 points from the same number of matches. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with South Korean President Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi today. India and Sri Lanka discuss oil pipeline link between the two countries. India and US to resume negotiations on their proposed bilateral trade agreement in Washington, D.C. this evening. And Iran rejects second round of talks with US, even as President Trump says American negotiators are heading to Pakistan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.